This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Boston's stages and screens are rich with Asian American narratives this fall. For WBUR's The Artery, Spencer Shannon wrote about three new plays in a film festival. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. Thanks so much for having me in.
Of course. Well, first, let's quickly sort through the offerings. The play Tiger Style is on stage at the Huntington Theater Company's Calderwood Pavilion. Memorial is at the Boston Playwrights Theater. The Lyric Stage Company of Boston presents Warrior Class. And there's the annual Boston Asian American Film Festival. So get us acquainted with these.
Tiger Style is a play by Mike Liu, and it's about a brother and sister. They're kind of at odds in their lives. One got fired from a job, one got left by her boyfriend, and they decide to go on an Asian freedom tour and kind of reclaim their identities. Memorial is based on the architect who designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. She was only 21 when she designed the memorial. It was a big controversy, and her race was something that came into play as she was coming into her own. And then we have Warrior Class at Lyric Stage, which is a rife political drama by Kenneth Lin, who's actually a head writer on House of Cards. And then, of course, we have the annual Boston Asian American Film Festival. This year, the festival theme is Call to Action, and there are several films based on the theme of civic duty and kind of creating change in one's community.
Well, you write in your piece that although the Boston area has a diverse Asian diaspora, the playwrights and filmmakers and actors involved in these new efforts are very conscious of what they feel to be sort of a misrepresentation of the narrative.
For a lot of the artists that I talk to, they often struggle to find roles that really speak to what they're capable of. For the playwrights I've spoken to, they often find that because of their ethnicity, they're asked to write stories only about what it's like to be an immigrant or what it's like to be a perpetual foreigner. And that's a real issue.
Well, speaking of stereotypes, Tiger Style is a comedy about a brother and sister. They're adult children of Chinese immigrants. And while they challenge the stereotypes, they also sometimes sort of embody them.
This play is one that speaks to an ongoing issue within the Asian American community of the model minority stereotype. And I think we can see that in this upcoming scene.
This is all mom and dad's fault. Their whole life philosophy is cocked. All that college prep, all that SAT prep. Mom and dad were tyrants, and for what?
No, I wouldn't go that far. Mom and dad were more like benevolent dictators harnessing our youthful potential.
You know who else harnesses youthful potential? A sweatshop.
Yeah. So this play has a lot of humor, a lot of heart, and I think it uses humor as a great way to deal with these very real problems that plague the Asian American community. I mentioned the model minority stereotypes, this idea that Asian Americans are held at some sort of standard of perfection. You know, we're considered hardworking, we're considered unable to make mistakes, and it's something that comes passed down generationally. But they can be harmful, especially when we're trying to break out onto roles on stage and on screen, and we find that we're trapped into a certain narrative.
And with the film festival, I mean, it's been around for a few years, and the mission involves empowering Asian Americans through film.
I think the Asian American Film Festival is really great because I think the power of representation, seeing yourself on screen, is something that's really impossible to be appreciated until you experience it yourself. As a Filipino American myself, it's hard to find community here. When I saw Filipino American play here last year on stage, it was incredible. It was transformative. It was empowering. And the effect that has, especially on younger people who are figuring out their identities and modeling themselves over what they see in entertainment and media, that's imperative for them.
Well, Spencer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Check out The Artery at WBUR.org, where you'll find Spencer Shannon's article, How Three New Plays and a Film Festival Are Flipping the Script on Asian American Narratives. This is 90.9 WBUR.